Lesson 3. Good words anoint a man. Ill words kill a man. 1. Typical. Usual, of a kind. 2. Minimum. The least possible amount, the lowest amount. 3. Scarce. Hard to get, rare. 4. Annual. Once a year. Something that appears yearly or lasts for a year. 5. Persuade. Win over to do or believe. Make willing. 6. Essential. Necessary. Very important. 7. Blend. Mix together thoroughly. A mixture. 8. Visible. Able to be seen. 9. Expensive. Costly. High priced. 10. Talent. Natural ability. 11. Devise. Think out. Plan. Invent. 12. Wholesale. In large quantity. Less than retail in price. Place one of the new words in each of the blanks below. 1. The March of Dimes makes its annual appeal in the early spring. 2. Oil paints blend easily to form thousands of different shades. 3. The minimum passing mark in most schools is 65%. 4. The producer always had her eye out for young talent. 5. Your gifts do not tempt me and will not persuade me to change my mind. 6. In the cemetery, the corpse was visible in the bright moonlight. 7. A typical day in Florida is full of sunshine and warm breezes. 8. Let's devise a plan for doing away with homework. 9. Everyone agrees that friendship is essential for all of us. 10. A sharp rise in wholesale prices is bound to affect the prices in our neighborhood stores. 11. The buffalo, which once roamed the plains, is quite scarce today. 12. Government experts told us to buy chicken without realizing how expensive it had become. Read the following passage to see how the new words are used in it. An unusual strike. The baseball strike of 1994 to 1995, which kept the public from seeing the annual World Series, was not a typical labor dispute in which low-paid workers tried to persuade their employers to grant a raise above their minimum wage. On the contrary, players who earn millions of dollars yearly, who are visible on TV commercials, drove expensive autos, and dined with presidents, withheld their essential skills until the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of our government were forced to devise solutions to the quarrel. The team owners, a blend of lawyers, manufacturers, corporate executives, etc., felt that something had to be done about the huge salaries that the players were demanding. Since the talent beyond the major leagues was scarce, they had to start spring training in 1995 with a wholesale invitation to replacement players. The regular athletes returned in late April, but there was a feeling that the strike could happen again.